whatever.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to ask for people to vote on that part. Bonnie Simmons, yes or no?
Could you please tell me what the language has ended up being?
The language is that we will make available the policy, that the program directors will make the policy available to the programmers as soon as possible, whose signature will indicate that they understand that that policy is in effect.
I'll pass for the moment.
Okay. Attila?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Thank you for hanging in. Lisa?
No.
Serene?
No.
Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Phil? Gail Jackson. Gail Dixon.
Yes.
Dan Logan.
Yes.
Okay, coming back to Bonnie Simmons, who passed.
I'll abstain.
Okay. We have 5 yeses to 2 noes.
What's the third part?
The third part is that we will have a comprehensive conversation with the FCC about these regulations.
Maybe
point
nobody's opposed to that.
Point of information?
Serene?
Are we separating involvement with the legal actions? Or
I was just going to ask the same question. Are we leaving that as a, are we including that in this clause, or is that a separate clause, Dan?
Legal action?
That we want to associate ourselves. We want to associate ourselves with other legal action that's trying to strike down these regulations.
Yeah, it should be. In
should
there
be included.
As well.
Hmm.
It should be in there as well.
Okay. So we want to enter into comprehensive conversation about these regulations with the FCC, but that we are asking the PNB to associate themselves with any other legal actions designed to rescind these regulations.
Maybe just use the word "and." We are requesting comprehensive conversation with the FCC, and we will support or look into supporting other legal actions or lawsuits or something like that.
To encourage free speech.
Challenges. Put challenges in there.
Yeah.
We will associate ourselves.
That's good.
We will associate ourselves with legal challenges to these regulations, to the existing regulations. How's that?
We would like to.
Okay.
Can somebody tell me the parameters of we will have a conversation and we will involve ourselves in?
I have no idea
what you mean by that.
If we said we would like to.
And wouldn't we need to know kind of what something like that might cost?
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan. Explain it again.
What we want to say is we will propose that such we will have a conversation and that we will associate our stations with legal action. In other words, the PNB has to approve that, but we will propose it.
The only problem is that nobody knows what that is, and it seems like we need to do a little more research to find out what that is.
Wait, say that. You mean legal action, or?
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean? Oh, well, we'll just join in other legal actions.
Dan's saying two things simply. He's saying we're going to talk to the FCC and explain to them why, as a community, as a network of community radio stations, these regulations do horrible violence to our ability to serve the community. And the second thing that we'll do is we'll ask the PNB to be more aggressive in joining actions in opposition to these regulations.
And when you say we'll have a conversation with the FCC, who is that?
The network.
That involves writing and possibly going on the air and talking about it.
well,
going on the air and talking about it.
Well, it's
writing letters to the FCC and telling them why we deplore their regulations and inviting them to discuss those issues on the Pacifica airwaves.
I think what it would involve is actually making a presentation to the FCC about what we're about, what we're trying to do, and how this policy is making it very difficult to do it.
In a formal hearing? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Or, wait a minute, it's not necessarily formal. Sometimes it's informal. In other words, it might not be at one of their meetings. It might be, we might decide to make presentations to each one of the members of the FCC.
And we can
there are different ways to do it.
We can also request meetings with the FCC.
But it's literally a dialogue with the FCC that could involve written discourse, talking to them face-to-face, or inviting them to have these discussions on the Pacifica airwaves. That's what Dan is talking about.
Maybe other things. But it's a conversation. And Krigler, if I said this to Krigler, he would know what, that's one of the ways in which the FCC works.
Regulatory bodies do stuff like this all the time.
Can I ask a question? How is this different than from what the PNB says is that we will file amicus briefs and, explore joining in? I'm not trying to water it down. I'm trying to say if we say we're going to have a conversation with the FCC, that's kind of ridiculous. They're not just, like, sitting there waiting for us to come talk to them. They have, like, certain parameters that you have to follow. I wonder if we should just say explore finding ways to join in actions to repeal these policies.
Can I answer some of that, Mr. Chair?
Shoot, Lisa.
I'm just from the work I've done, just in organizing and trying to present issues to the FCC that people can request hearings with the FCC.
That's right.
They can request to meet with them, and I do. And the FCC and the legal aspect of it are two separate things, although they will involve the FCC. But, you know, there's a way to legally challenge, but I think the pressure also needs to be put on the FCC. The FCC needs to see the people that they make these rules with that can affect them and to say, here are some of the things that we want. And then even take it a step further. I'm not saying we would want to do this right now, but there's congressional bodies that have oversight of the FCC. And it's just, you know, just need to avail ourselves to all avenues.
No, I think that the dialogue and the conversations that Dan is talking about are good, and if Pacifica wants to be aggressive, it has to do things like that.
Right, right. I'm just saying it is within reason to request with the FCC. We don't have to a body of people don't have to wait for the FCC to have a hearing. They can request.
That's exactly right, Lisa. That's exactly
well,
right.
Well, and it.
Can we agree to that, or are we going to have to put it to a vote?
I would actually abstain from this.
Is there any objection to this?
Actually, I'll vote no on it.
All right, can someone suggest that we call the question?
I moved it. Go ahead,
Teresa.
Okay, if you vote yes, that means you want this clause of Dan's clause number 3. Bonnie Simmons, you vote no?
I'm going to vote no because it's just too vague
sure.
for me.
Can you reword it again?
Excuse me?
I mean, could you read it for me, please?
Who is this?
Attila.
I'm glad. You're lucky I like you, because. Okay.
I'm sorry because there was confusion.
No, that's okay, Attila. I'm just trying to have fun. Dan has suggested that we have comprehensive conversations about the indecency regulations with the FCC and that we will associate ourselves with legal challenges to these existing regulations.
Okay, that second part is vague. I'd like to vote yes, but I don't feel good about this part of it.
It says that on the one hand, we will enter into comprehensive conversations with the FCC about what we don't like about the regulations, but that we will also urge the PNB to associate the foundation with legal challenges to the indecency regulations as they stand.
Can I just reword it slightly to try to make it more palatable?
Thank you.
How about something that says we will look into holding conversations with the FCC?
And legal. And the legal issue.
Yeah.
And legal action.
And we associating ourselves with legal action. In other words, we're not saying we're going to propose that, but we're going to research it.
I would vote yes on that.
Okay, we're saying the clause reads, we will look into holding conversations with the FCC and associating ourselves with legal actions against the existing regulations.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
Not from me.
Not from me. This is Gail.
Great.
And not from me.
Great. I can
and
go
there. Have it.
What? Okay, Bonnie Simmons?
I will agree to that.
Okay. The next part, if I haven't lost my
mind. It's really late.
Yeah, no kidding, Teresa. I never would have known that if you hadn't brought that to my attention.
This is my third meeting this evening.
I know. The penultimate clause is that we will solicit comments from more input from program directors and programmers.
See.
Yeah.
Oh, do you just want a yes from us or a no?
How about a round of applause? Yes. A round of applause.
Is there any objection to it?
I'm sorry, what was the motion?
The motion is, the sentence is that we will solicit additional input from program directors and programmers.
Oh, okay,
On the policy.
Sure, yay.
Okay, and fifth is...
we will update the policy.
Oh, we're in the process of...
We are updating in the process of...
Well, let's say we're in the process of amending it.
Right.
We don't need to even say that.
Yeah, we do.
Well, they can't stop us if we are, and if we are,
if they don't,
and we
don't, send it to the PNB, Wendy, if we make amendments and we send them forward, and everyone here agrees and we send them forward, the PNB can decide to take them or not to take them. Or
they
to
can
take
say
them
no, they're not in the process of updating them?
I don't understand what you just said.
Never mind.
Mr. Chair, I have to go now.
Okay, thank you, Teresa.
Thank you very much.
Is there any objection to the final statement to the PNB about where we are now, that we are in the process of making amendments to this policy?
Amendments, this sounds very strong, and it is going to alienate the people who wrote the policy. I think update or something more innocuous would be good.
Update.
We are working on gaining consensus throughout the network for a policy.
Of updating the policy?
We will submit our comments pertaining to the policy or something. Whatever. You know, everything since as the, how you word it.
Dan?
How about we will update the policy on a continuing basis?
We continue to work at your service.
That's completely off the wall, Wendy.
Well, you know,
is it $20?
No,
I should give you a $25 fine for even having said that.
Yes.
Like James Brown used to fine the horn section. I don't see what the problem is with us making specific proposals to the language of this policy. I think it's got a lot of
recommendations.
Hmm?
I'm sorry, we will make recommendations pertaining to the policy.
We're in the process of making recommendations? Okay, how's that?
Yeah, that's
that
good.
That sounds good.
Good.
And I second that, finding people $25 whenever they, you know, whenever they do something you don't like, Rob, I
$25 fine as a horn player. Yeah.
Right. Whenever they do something you don't like, I support
right.
that.
Maceo. Okay. Okay, I will put this mass together tomorrow and email it to everyone, and I'll particularly call Dan to make sure that I haven't done undue violence to his to his proposal.
Sure
I'd like to thank everyone for hanging in for an extra hour for what seemed like a labor of love. And I'm also going to send everybody another one of these grids. Tell me what days of the week and what weeks of the month you can meet with us on, so we can please set a recurring date. And then I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I move it to adjourn. Second.
Okay. Okay,
bye.
The meeting is adjourned at 11:05.
Good night.
Good night, all.